First song this afternoon will be number 626, It Is Well With My Soul. Next song will come out of the supplement, number 10. My eyes have seen your glory, number 10.
Oh, Lord, Number 15 in the supplement, Exalted. Number 15.15 in the supplement. Number 115, healing in its wings.
Thank you. 590. He will pilot me. If you'd like and it's convenient, stand up. I know we've been sitting a while.
Thank you.
Would that I.
Oh. strong recommendation would be number 102 of the supplement.
If you would, turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. We'll read from there in just a moment. Romans chapter 1. If I were to ask you, what are you grateful for? What in your life right now are you most thankful for? What do you go about your life telling others you're grateful for this or that? What would you answer? Would you be prepared for that question? But we probably say something like, well, I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my wife or my husband. I'm thankful today for our fathers, the fathers that raised us and hopefully raised us the way we should have been and brought us to where we are today. We might say our friends. We're thankful for the friends we have, the people we associate with. I'm thankful for the home that I've been blessed to live in or the jobs that I have. I think most of us would say we're thankful for our hobbies like disc golf, being able to go out and play around with disc golf with one another. I think most of us would say that. But there are many blessings that we could just throw out there and say, well, I'm grateful for this. But my next question would then be why? Could you explain to me why you're grateful for those things? What is it? What is our reason for being grateful? The word gratefulness is defined as the acknowledgement of having received something good from another. In other words, it's knowing and understanding that what I have, the good that I have, come from somebody else, come from some other place. And because of that, we can say we're grateful, we're thankful from wherever that good came. I think we'd agree that there are many descriptions that we as Christians take on once we're baptized. Once we're buried into the waters of baptism and we arise this new creature, this person who's not about to live this old life, but a life that is new, a life that we haven't lived before, that is completely dedicated to our Savior. I think there's some descriptions that we put on. For example, John chapter 15 and verse 12, Jesus says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." Well, we put on that description of love, being a loving person. We put on the description of being humble. James chapter 4 and verse 6 says, "God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." We see that we're to be humble. That's what we put on. And we turn to Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22 and 23 and we read a description of things that we are to put on. In Paul's writing to the Galatians, he says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We realize that these are the things that we are to adopt, to put on in our lives. And this evening, I want to suggest to you that I believe another important thing that we're to put on, a description that others should see in our lives, is the description of being thankful, being grateful, being thankful for the things that we have as Christians as we live our lives. I had you turn to Romans chapter 1. And here in Romans chapter 1, starting in about verse 18, we have a description of people who did not have this characteristic. They didn't have this idea of thankfulness that we're talking about. Begin reading with me in verse 18 of Romans 1. It says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like a corruptible man, and the birds and four-footed animals and creeping things." What Paul is saying here is that there are groups of people who choose not to be thankful as we are to be thankful. What he says is these wicked and ungodly and unrighteous people have become futile in their heart. He said darkness has overtaken them. Their hearts have been hardened. That they no longer want to hear what is true and what is right. And it says the reason because of that, what caused this is in verse 21. They knew God, but they didn't glorify Him as God, nor were they thankful. These are people who are not thankful for the good that they have, that the good that's been blessed in their lives. They didn't see the good given to them from God. They didn't see Jesus as one who came from God. They didn't see the gospel as one who was that came from God. And they didn't see the truth as that came from God. Back in verse 18, it says they didn't even see it, but they suppressed it. They pushed it away. Because to them, that wasn't right. That wasn't true. And because of it, they weren't thankful for what God has done for them. You know, we see that in our lives today. We're surrounded by people in this world who are not thankful for the things that we're thankful for. They don't have their priorities towards the things that we're thankful for, that being God. Being thankful to God for what we've been blessed with. Instead, these people, these types of people, want to put their thanks and their glory to other things, whether it be themselves or whether it be the things that they love, the people that they're around. That's where their thanksgiving and their glory goes. And that's what Paul gets to here in verse 23, where he says that they changed the glory of the incorruptible God. They changed that. They moved that to the corruptible man. The man who will fade away. The birds and the animals that will fade away. No longer do we put our thanks in the incorruptible God. And the idea is, can we take that on today? Can we as Christians take on that mindset? Obviously, we're not going to start meeting together and glorifying some other man or some animal. We're not going to do that. But in our lives, can we give glory to things that shouldn't be given? Can we say that at this point in our lives, as we've met here and we've made it this far, however old we are and whatever experiences we've gone through, can we say that we've ended up here because of us? Everything I have, everything that I've achieved, is all because of me and the things that I've done, the hard work that I've put in. Well, we understand that there are people in this world who are like that, who say, it's all me. I've done every good thing. I'm the reason I've gotten every good thing in my life. But we as Christians know who truly deserves that thankfulness and glory, and that being God. And in James chapter 1, starting in verse 17, we understand James says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And not only that, it comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Brothers and sisters, how blessed are we that we can say we have a God who loves us so much that He gives us all good things. And while Casey mentioned this morning that He's going to allow us to go through tough times, we're going to go through trials. We can understand that even if we are currently tonight going through that trial, we know that we can be thankful to God for what good is in our lives. What good things. We can always find that good. Are we thankful tonight, and do we understand why we're thankful as Christians? I surely hope so. I hope that we've been singing out of thankfulness tonight. Tonight we've been singing, lifting praises to God. If you remember in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19, which we normally go to and say, see, this is how we sing. Well, this is why we sing. But do you remember why it says, Paul says we sing? In Ephesians 5 and verse 19, Paul says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Verse 20, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, when you meet together and you sing, you're giving thanks to God. With one another, you're giving thanks and you're glorifying God. Can we honestly say that we've been doing that tonight? I think so. I think so. But there might be someone here who isn't as thankful as they should have been. We might be putting our thankfulness and our glory and our pride in something else other than God. And if that's you, we'd ask you not to continue in that. But we'd ask you to come forward, because we're surrounded by people who want to help you and help each other get to heaven. And if it's about being thankful, we can teach one another. We can grow with one another. So if you're struggling with that, if you're struggling with anything, and you need the help of the congregation, we'd ask that you come forward as we stand, as we sing.